Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin a new week, I would like to pray for us, then have a little review before we move forward. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for being so good to us and for bringing us safely to now. Thank you for the weekend now behind us and for your faithfulness to see us through whatever it is we have had to go through. Teach us now from your inspired word. Help us to pay close attention to the Bible. Lead, guide, and protect me as I teach. Help me to be clear and concise and helpful to these my friends who have taken time out of their busy lives to learn the importance of the Hebrew Bible. Thank you for always being faithful to hear and answer our every prayer. In Christ's name we pray, amen. By way of short review, I remind you that we are on the way to meet God and Abraham in relation to one another, and as an introduction, we are packing in our bags some provisions we will need on this journey. First, we need to know that our roots as Christians are Hebraic. So we dedicated some time to look at the Hebrew roots of being Christian. Second, we need to know how important the Hebrew Bible is to us. The Hebrew Bible, or the Hebrew Scriptures, what we know as the Old Testament, is where we read about the events in Abraham's life. And so before we get there, we want to capture the significance of these texts. On this second point, I have a few insights for us, and thus far we have looked at the first two. First, we can learn from Jesus, Philip, Apollos, among others, to have a positive attitude towards the Hebrew Scriptures, to know them and to use them. We should love the Hebrew Scriptures because Jesus did. Second, and this is a big one, to understand Jesus, we must understand him from a Jewish perspective. And therefore, we have to comprehend the Hebrew Bible, which is the Bible that influenced the man, Jesus Christ. On Friday, we looked at Matthew 9, John 7, and Mark 14, and we learned that what Jesus wore and the feast he attended and was so much a part of demonstrates his connection to what is our Old Testament. The Feast of Booths, or Tabernacles, and Passover come to us directly from the Hebrew Scriptures, were important to Jesus, and are still both celebrated and very important to our Jewish friends to this very day. You and I will miss the significance of this if we have not invested time and attention to what Gentiles call the Pentateuch and Jews call the Torah, the first five books that open the Bible. Today, as we continue to understand Jesus from a Jewish perspective, I invite you to join me as we look at some of the most important words Christ ever said. In particular, we will highlight how the Lord took these words from the Hebrew Bible. And then, as the week proceeds, we will add a few more ways in which we can learn to appreciate and honor what the Hebrews have given to us. And someone says, "Hey, Swallow, when are we going to actually get to Genesis and Abraham?" Soon, I say, soon. Stay tuned. Everything that is now being said is valuable. I hope you agree. As we begin, let me tell you that I will be reading from Mark's Gospel chapter 12 and Deuteronomy chapter 6, as well as Leviticus chapter 19. If you want to get settled in your Bible, open the front cover and put a tab or a finger in the First Testament at Leviticus 19 and Deuteronomy 6 and in the Second Testament at Mark 12. And I'm going to start in Mark at chapter 12 and verse 28. Hear the Word of God from Mark 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that Jesus had answered them well, asked the Lord, "What commandment is the foremost of all?" Jesus answered, The foremost is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." The second is this, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one, and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, "You are not far off from the kingdom of God." After that, no one would venture to ask Jesus any more questions. That was Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, such a key passage in the life of Christ. Christ's answer to the question identifies the central teaching of Judaism. And that is what I really want you to get, so let me say that again. Christ's answer to the scribe's question identifies the central teaching of Judaism. Hearkening back to the Hebrew scriptures, the question is, what commandment is the foremost of all? Jesus answers in two parts. Part one, Jesus says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." Part two, Jesus says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The truth is, the Lord has taken both answers from the Torah, from the first five books of the Hebrew Bible. The first part of his answer is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, and the second part of his answer comes from Leviticus chapter 19. Let's look at these one at a time, drawing a line from Mark's gospel back to Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." This speaks to the oneness of God and is referred to as the Shema. Shema literally means hear. That is the first word of verse 4. Among the Hebrew people, this is a confession of faith, a creed, and it is recited at various times and in life events to this very day. This declares that God is one. This demonstrates the uniqueness of God, which was essential to the Hebrew people, like the ones we read about in their scripture and our scripture, since they were living amongst a polytheistic people. In the midst of polytheism, many gods, they were taught monotheism. There is one God. God is the supreme being. This is what Jesus taught, and this is the verse towards which Jesus pointed the scribe in Mark chapter 12. "And there the Lord continued, 'And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.'" That's Mark 12, verse 30. Well, listen to Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. We go back now from Mark to Deuteronomy and hear this commandment. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Doesn't that sound familiar? In fact, it is the same. Again, Jesus takes from Deuteronomy and the core of Judaism to answer the scribe's question in the New Testament. Christ says, "Love God." Just as God commanded Moses and his people, "Love me." Friends, opening up and reading in the book of Deuteronomy from the Hebrew scriptures is like coming upon a treasure, unlocking it, and reaching inside, full of riches that are now ours. We cannot help but to be thrilled. Deuteronomy is foundational for the teaching of both Jesus and Judaism. In fact, according to Hebrew sources, Jewish fathers taught the Shema to their sons as soon as the boys could speak. We can imagine Joseph teaching Jesus, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." And we know the Lord loved and memorized Deuteronomy because he quoted from it so often, such as when he faced the temptation of Satan in the wilderness. Read Matthew chapter 4. It is a fact that Deuteronomy is quoted in the New Testament more times than any other books Moses wrote. It is not overstating it to say that to understand the New Testament, we must understand Deuteronomy. And now let's look at the second part of Jesus' answer. The question is, what commandment is the foremost of all? And second, Jesus says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And guess what Hebrew text says exactly that? It is Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18. I am reading from Leviticus 19, 18. Love your neighbor as yourself. The Lord draws on Leviticus, also in the Torah, to tell us which commandment is the foremost of all. Indeed, Mark 12:31 records Christ saying, "There is no other commandment greater than these." It impacts me to know that when Jesus was asked about which is the greatest commandment, he goes directly to the Hebrew scripture for the answer. Jesus does not answer with something modern, but with something ancient. The Jewish Jesus goes to the Jewish text. Quoting Dr. Wilson now, when Jesus was asked about the most important commandment, his reply did not contradict this central theme of Judaism. With 613 individual statutes of the Torah from which to choose, Jesus cited the Shema, including the command to love God, but he also extended the definition of the first and great commandment to include love for one's neighbor. To understand Jesus, understand him from a Jewish perspective. More tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.